Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy them at freetalklive.com. We start things out by going to the phones, to the fun, at least hopefully. Steve is still hanging on patiently. Steve calling from New York. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Maybe we should just allow bathing suits and lollipops.
Apparently so, because a photograph, we were talking about this last hour, a photograph of a teenage girl in a bathing suit licking a lollipop may become illegal soon if the federal government has its way.
Yeah, really.
Is this,
I didn't want to change the subject or anything like that. I really don't actually get to listen to your live broadcast too much. I'm pretty much a podcast listener.
Well, it is Free Talk Live, so you can call in about anything. So what's on your mind?
Well, I just actually called to say that I hereby state my solemn intent to move the state of New Hampshire. I just signed up for the Free State Project. So,
wow, well, congratulations to you on that one.
I basically took a week off from work last October. I've been thinking about it for the past year, and I just wanted to tell all your listeners that, just because you haven't been to the state, I'll tell you what, it's probably one of the most enjoyable weeks of my life. I just basically took a map, got in my Jeep, and just drove around the state for a whole week. And I got to say, the thing that impressed me most was the people.
You actually had a chance to meet some Free State Project members while you came up?
Actually, no. no, I just talked to, some local people that I just met in, bars or where I was eating or whatever, but just real genuine people, very liberty-minded.
They are. It's really amazing that it's amazing that these people understand concepts of liberty like they do. I'm not saying that they
understand.
They're
not scholars.
They're not scholars. They're not libertarians,
right.
But they want the government out of their lives.
Right. They know government. They sort of inherently know that more government is a bad, bad thing up here. And it's just so refreshing to feel that, especially when you come from a place like Florida or New Jersey or anywhere else in this country,
right,
where it's like, hey, we can't have enough government.
Right. And, I talk to people from, all over the political spectrum, really. It's just, one common theme was, we got, our government's too big and got to do something about it. And
It seems like the response that Free State Project members get up here is welcome. What's taken you so long to get here? Because they do know, New Hampshire residents do know, that there are a lot of people coming in from New York, Massachusetts, specifically, that are moving in and pushing for bigger government. So now is the time, more than ever, to become part of the Free State Project and also sign the first 1,000 pledge. Did you do that?
No, I didn't, but I'm trying to swing it. I'm looking at my life and got to get out of this job I'm in. It's kind of a rut. So, it's basically when I can get a foothold on things, I'm actually thinking about doing that as well. But
right.
I said, it took me about a year. I'm not taking it too lightly, as you can tell.
Understood.
So
well, you've got about
year,
you've got about 30 more days to sign up for the first 1,000
right.
pledge, because it ends at the end of this year. And Steve, we look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire, hopefully sooner rather than later. Thanks for the call,
listen,
man. Yeah, you still there?
Actually, I was just going to say, I wanted to say thanks to whoever had that bumper sticker of your guys' station or your guys' talk show on the back of their car, because that's how I actually found out about you guys. So
what?
Free Talk Live.
People made them. Somebody made their own bumper sticker?
Right.
It was FTL, and then it had
the logo?
I don't know what the logo is. It's a telephone, I guess.
Yeah, we got the hand busting through the chains
with
the phone in it. Well, now we actually have the official Free Talk Live bumper sticker, and I'm glad you brought that up. Steve, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. The bumper stickers just came in 2 days ago. I've got a stack of them here, and I just shipped out a good 20 or so to people that had sent us their self-addressed stamped envelope. And
they're sweet.
Yeah, they're very nice, very high quality. A nice yellow, bright yellow. Yellow and black are our logo color, so it'll get attention as well.
Right. All you have to do is go to the website at freetalklive.com, and our address is right there.
Yeah, right there. I updated the site tonight with our address, so head over to freetalklive.com to get yourself your hands on the very free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. All right, so continuing here, just a little bit more information on this story about the federal government looking to crack down on photographs of teenagers A teenage girl in her bathing suit licking a lollipop on the beach. Apparently, that's too sexual for the federal government. Apparently, that may become illegal, which may put the entire child modeling industry in jeopardy. Because nobody's going to know how to tread. Nobody's going to know what is and what is not too much.
Right. For instance, in our industry, everything changed after Janet Jackson's boob was exposed several years ago at the Super Bowl. And, you know, Howard Stern got sued. And now the radio station's policy is, if in doubt, leave it out, which means they're way on the other side. They don't want to get fined the $350,000 or whatever it is that they're going to get fined.
Which may mean that teenage girls are going to be left out of the modeling industry.
And teenage boys, too.
To a lesser extent, yes. And also, our board op makes a great point, because we were talking about last hour. Well, when you're talking about a teenage girl being photographed for modeling purposes and put on the internet or put in a magazine, you're talking about somebody who's had permission from their parents. In many cases, direct oversight from parents as to whatever photos are taken and approved and that sort of thing. A lot of parents get really involved, heavily involved in that. And our board op sort of suggested that, well, what about MySpace? What about when you've got teenage girls taking pictures of teenage girls and without a modeling agency involved, without parents involved, and putting up, say, let's say the teenage girls are having a lingerie party with themselves on a Saturday night night.
Don't act like it doesn't happen.
Yeah, don't act like it for a moment. And somebody pulls out the digital camera, snaps a few photos of teen girls in their teenage lingerie and puts them up on MySpace. Is MySpace going to be responsible for that? Of course not. They have no way of policing the 100 million profiles, or however many, 55 million, 70 million, I don't know how much they're up to now, it's a lot. They've got a lot of people on there. They don't have the staff to parse through all the photos there. They have a system where you can report offensive photos, and then they'll go and investigate it and check it out and ban the accounts if necessary. But wouldn't it be the responsibility of the photographer, in this case, another teenage girl?
Right.
Are we going to start locking teenage girls up in jail because they violated the federal laws as well? Oh, and speaking of the federal laws, here's an interesting detail we didn't get to. Who do you think's behind the Child Modeling Exploitation Prevention Act?
The American Television Council.
Representative Mark Foley in 2002.
Oh, no.
Yes, that's right.
Killing me.
The man who was caught having dirty, sexy conversations with teenage boys on the internet is your one crusading fighter against child modeling services. I mean, this is who's leading the charge.
Or was.
Was leading the charge. One of the primary perverts in Congress.
Hmm.
So, really, all of it's questionable, if you ask me. All of it is just, it's just amazing that this is happening in the United States.
He would know that these photos are sexualized.
I don't know. He's kind of into the boys, so.
Well, he'd know the boy pictures.
Right, yeah. Right.
Definitely tell which ones are sexualized and which ones aren't. I would imagine that if there's girls out there like I saw on that website that we just looked at, what was the name of it?
TrueTeenBabes.com.
There's got to be TrueTeenBoys.com out there.
There may be something like that. It's called the non-nude teen modeling industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose is to essentially skirt the law and publish photos of a sort of suggestive basis, and they get a lot of subscriptions. But I was looking at that website. There's a message from the publisher down at the bottom about the coverage he's getting from radio stations and TV stations, and he points out that there are art books, so-called art books, where you can go into Barnes & Noble and Amazon and your local bookstore, go to the art section, and look for certain books that have totally nude photos of children in them. And these are sold by multinational corporations, published and promoted by big companies. But yet, for some reason, because he's got a girl on his website who's clothed, he's the one that should get in trouble? Does it make sense at all? Is it somehow more sexual? Is it more sexual to have a 14-year-old girl in lingerie than it is to have a naked 14-year-old girl? Is one of them worse than the other?
Well, I can see that there's art photos, and I can see there's pornography. I can tell the difference for me. But, you know, I know that once the law gets in play, that people are going to get hurt.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up, office parties. Want to hear your stories. Office party hell stories. Crazy stuff that happened. If you've got them, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. Over 850 unique pages created by listeners like you. And you can get on there and edit the wiki to your heart's content. But then somebody else can get on after you and change it back if they want to. So it's an interesting dynamic there, wiki. FreeTalkLive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Well, it's that time of year again, Mark. The time of year where if you work for a corporation or a local business, there's a good chance you're going to have a office party.
Oh, yes.
And last year we brought this topic up, and it sort of bombed out. But when we first started doing the show 4 years ago, it was an incredibly popular topic. So I don't know if it just had to do with who happened to be listening, but here it is, our Saturday show. We've got the most affiliates on tonight. So I figured it'd be the best time to ask the question. Do you have an office party hell story? An office party embarrassment story. An office party...
Any good office party story.
Just anything interesting that occurred at your office party. Because odds are good, if you've been to enough of them, you've seen something pretty crazy.
Yeah. There's always alcohol involved, and people, you know, let down their guard, and they might have been thinking about something about somebody for quite some time, and, you know, it can either be a brawl, it can be somebody getting caught in a closet. This stuff happens.
Oh, yes, it does. And so if you've got an embarrassing, interesting, outrageous, et cetera, office party, 1-800, office party story, 800-259-9231. I'm going to jump into the office party topic here in a moment, but Frank is on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with
Ian Lamar. How are you doing, guys?
Good, Frank. What's
up? Yeah, I just turned on the computer and heard the discourse regarding the MySpace.com. Mm-hmm. You know, it just struck me as... very strange that right now we don't seem to be defining the terms legally. Like, what is pornography? Is it lewd and lascivious, or is it just a photograph of the person?
It's an excellent question, and I think the pornography is certainly in the eye of the beholder, but what does the law say? Of course,
well, you know, some weirdo could see just a fully clothed person and view that as sort of pornographic.
But that's correct.
Point is, under the law, certain... requirements have to exist, and what I think is very interesting right now is the fact that if the great painters of the Renaissance or the Enlightenment or even the Victorian Pre-Raphaelites were painting cherubs in their studio in the year 2006, they may be viewed as creating pornography.
It's possible.
Yeah, and it's very strange. So I think right now what we have to do is, A, have a national age of consent, and I think under the law, to have work published or to be a model, I think you have to be 18 or get parental consent.
Right, all of the pictures we're talking about, and there was an entire hour on this, on the first hour, we're talking about teenage models, and many of them in lingerie or bathing suits and that sort of thing, who have the consent of their parents.
That's true, because in the fashion industry, most of the models are between the ages of 17 and 24.
Okay.
So you would assume that even, you know, some of the models that are doing lingerie on the runway could be minors, but the point is they would have parental or a guardian give consent for them, you know, to do that.
But if the majority says that parents shouldn't be able to give consent for these types of photos, should that be good enough? Should we create a law that prevents any parents, any set of parents and their child from engaging in these types of photos?
In a republic like ours, we have to protect the rights of the individual so that even a minority's rights are protected. So in a sense, the majority shouldn't really play into that. That's where the letter of the law and the law is so important, because that ultimately will determine what is legal and what is illegal.
And what we're looking at happening here is a federal case that it may actually expand the definition of so-called child porn to include pictures of teenage girls and boys in a bathing suit licking a lollipop, which I think is really just outrageous.
Yeah, that really does seem to be. That's, again, what Americans tend to do very quickly. They tend to get very hyped up with a short attention span and then attempt to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I think
the baby being freedom of speech.
That's correct. Or freedom of artistic expression.
Sure.
You know, and I think those are real issues. But getting back to office parties,
yes.
Having taught in the university for a number of years, all I can say is this: many fine academic careers were ruined at the Christmas office or the holiday
really?
Office
really?
Party.
Really? Give me one example. What happens? I mean, what happens to their career if they get caught?
Well, you know, with all the politically correct discourse and sort of behavior that's sort of required. You know, after a few glasses of champagne or wine, even if it's wine, you know, from the carton as opposed to the bottle, you know, academic careers can really, you know, be shortened.
give me an example. Give me something juicy, Frank. Give me a story. What happened?
Well, I can remember when I was teaching in New Jersey, and they had the faculty office party. And, you know, after basically really bad music and I don't want to say bottles of wine, but I would say cartons of wine.
Okay.
You know, and individuals that are very quiet and sort of meek, after about 2.5 hours of that, you know, they become very assertive and bold. And all I can say is not drinking myself, just sort of like drinking water and watching. It's amazing to see, you know, how the inebriation sets in and how people are very quick to criticize and to make statements that, you know, come back to haunt them. And I assume that also happens in the corporate world. But, you know, in academia, the pay is so poor that, you know, they have sort of a different structure of what is prestigious or what is important. And as a result, people are very petty in academia.
Really?
And oh, absolutely. And when you see department chair people sort of taking notes during the office party, you know that things are about to change. Not necessarily for the best. So I would just advise all of those holiday revelers to be very careful at the office party when the liquor is flowing.
Always a good idea because you don't want your subordinates making notes. Frank, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Not as juicy as I'd hoped for, and I know you have a better story at 800-259-9231.
Now, my wife has invited me to her office party for the
for the retail store that she works at?
Yeah, that's right. And she... it's going to be at a bowling alley, and of course we'll be
the bowling alley around here.
The bowling alley, and fortunately that doesn't put it in a secluded place. There'll be the public involved,
right?
But you know, there'll be alcohol and that kind of thing. But the one thing she made me promise was I'm not allowed to talk politics with any of her coworkers.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, well, you know, she had to sit through me talking to some guy at breakfast at the breakfast bar. And, you know, telling him that his solutions for parking were violent.
Well, I want to hear your story. 800-259-9231. Maybe it was something at the office party that involved you. Maybe it happened to you. Maybe it was something that you unfortunately did and suffered some consequences from. Or maybe you were, as Frank was, the impartial observer. Maybe you stayed completely sober and just observed some of the most outrageous, silly, or possibly dangerous things going on. I want to hear your story at 800-259-9231. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. Andy Dean here with you. And Mark, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. Though, yeah, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, but what I would like to hear is office party stories. It's that time of year, and it doesn't have to be from this year's office party. Maybe something from a long time ago. Maybe something that happened to you or happened to a coworker or close friend. Give us your worst or your best office party hell stories, funny stories, outrageous stories, because all kinds of different things happen when you put a variety of people who aren't really friends. Because when you work with people, you're not really friends with them unless you actually spend time with them outside of work doing non-work related things, in my opinion. They're kind of work friends or associates, right? So interesting things happen when you put this group of strangers essentially together, or semi-strangers together, and give them alcohol. So do you have a story? 800-259-9231. ABC News reporting on it. The annual office party, office holiday party conjures images of drunk coworkers, uncomfortable secret Santa gift exchanges, cringeworthy karaoke, and awkward business blather. Most people escape unscathed, relieved that the annual ordeal is over. But stories about employees who don't behave are passed around long after the party's over. Besides the embarrassment, drunken antics can even jeopardize their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Chavez, 25, an accountant for a financial services firm in Chicago, had only been working at her new job for a few months before her office party. "Since I'm a bit shy, I was hoping the party would be a good way to loosen up and get to know my coworkers better," said Chavez. Of course, when there's an open bar beginning at 4 p.m., wanting to loosen up became getting wasted and losing all inhibitions. As the night progressed and Chavez got more and more inebriated, she called her boss's work phone number and had a coworker leave a message for the boss saying that she wouldn't be making it into work the next day. Quote, he promptly left some rambling message about how Nicole is probably going to call in sick. You work her too hard. She needs a vacation anyway, said
Your
Nicole.
God.
When Chavez did return to work, she was understandably embarrassed, but even more so when her department serenaded her by playing back the several messages that she left for her boss. Later, to add insult to injury, pictures from the party were released, and there were two of me downing a glass of wine, which was promptly printed and displayed on my coworker's wall for several months. Luckily, everyone was relatively good-natured about the whole thing. One of the most obvious office party faux pas is overindulging at the company-funded open bar. Typically, the formula goes something like this. Take an office full of coworkers, add alcohol, and hilarity ensues.
You know, that's really the bad news. Open bars are bad news. Because $5 drinks generally keeps people from...
You're restricted.
...from drinking too much. But free alcohol, that's when the crazy stuff happens. I don't care if it's weddings or office parties or conventions.
Well, the bosses must know this, right? I mean, the bosses must sort of get a kick out of seeing their employees.
But everybody likes an open bar. I mean,
sure.
Open bar's great news. When you hear it, he's like, open bar? Yeah!
And I guess it's one way to get people to attend the office party, I suppose, is by advertising that.
And I don't think I drink any more at an open bar than I would otherwise, but... You know, that's alcohol's not my problem.
Right, you're not an alcoholic.
Or I'm not somebody who loses control on alcohol either. It's just not my problem.
That's certainly. I bet if we gave you enough, you'd lose control.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
But you'd sort of have to force it on me. I mean,
got it. That's certainly what happened with Chavez, and she's not alone. A recent survey conducted by a professional women's group found that drinking too much was the number one regret of women at their office party. 60% of the women surveyed changed their opinion of a coworker after witnessing alcohol-fueled hijinks. Rachel, a New York fashion designer, told ABC News that at one holiday office party where she'd had too much to drink, she started asking her coworkers if they had any marijuana. That was kind of embarrassing the next day, she said. Quote, at any sort of cocktail party, you don't want to be that guy or girl, the one that just goes over the top and gets hammered and has sex with her boss or someone's sister, said David Wallach, a TV producer and co-author of Etiquette for Outlaws. On the other hand, I do think that office parties present you with a really good opportunity to sort of navigate different work cliques that you don't normally associate yourself with. If your boss totally parties and you can party with him at the office party, I do think that raises your status.
I agree.
Wallach's Etiquette for Outlaws co-author Rob Cohen thinks drunkenness and office parties go hand in hand. For instance, if there's no alcohol, it's like being at work on your free time. Watching people get drunk and act like jerks is the reason to go to an office party, said Cohen. However, if I was to attend one, and trying to think,
you know,
I don't think I've ever been to an office party, because every year that the Clear Channel or whatever radio company I was working for had one, I was always the guy that had to work.
I thought you made an appearance at one of them. Like,
I think I did stop in for a moment.
I must say that I've had plenty of bosses that do party, and when you don't party, you're just kind of lame as far as they're concerned.
Mm.
You don't have that killer instinct. You don't have the eye of the tiger or
is
whatever
it, better,
it is.
If you're not a partier, and I'm not a drinker, so, for instance, if I had shown up, was it best for me to just stop in and leave as opposed to just hang around and not be part of the party? Not be a partier, not be a drinker, a reveler?
I don't think it would matter much if you sort of sit on the fringe and don't do much. I don't think anybody really thinks about that.
Would it be better to not show up at all? I mean, you're saying it could damage your rep if the boss is a partier.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because I have a tendency to really sort of get in with people, and I have I think people might guess that I would be a bit of a partier and that kind of thing. But when I've had two drinks and I'm ready to go to sleep, and they're just getting warmed up, you know, that it just shows the difference. Whereas if you're sort of quiet, and I have a feeling that if you would have gone to these office parties, you wouldn't have really been talking to anybody.
Oh, no, I went around and talked to people because I like talking with drunk people.
I don't.
Yeah, actually, now it is coming back to me. I have been to one of them where I did hang around for a little while, and I had a good time because everybody else was wasted, and I enjoy observing. Another awkward holiday office party tradition, exchanging gifts. Draw a name and buy a present that you find appropriate for your coworker. Secret Santas, as they're called. Susie Parker, 26, of Los Angeles, who works in nonprofit fundraising, said the annual ritual at her office party is just plain awkward. Quote, everyone watches as you open your gift and you have to hide your disappointment when you find out that the weird guy in the cube next door pulled your name in an exchange. One man in her office gave a woman, a coworker, a glow-in-the-dark Felix the Cat t-shirt. I know you like cats, he told her, though the woman was actually allergic to them. Now, these Secret Santas, obviously, what do you expect? Right? You're getting a gift from a total stranger.
Right. It's
hard enough to get gifts right when you know somebody.
$10 junk.
Right, and as far as I'm concerned, I think if you get a fun gift, a funny gift, then that's better than anything else. Because
right.
then at least you can re-gift it to somebody.
I don't think a glow-in-the-dark Felix the Cat t-shirt's that bad.
Well, then you can re-gift it to somebody else the next year. So that way it doesn't matter who you picked.
I'd probably
just
wear
the
that
thing
all the time. A glow-in-the-dark Felix the Cat shirt sounds pretty good to me.
Well, gag gifts, according to Peter Post, author of the director of the Emily Post Institute, author of The Etiquette Advantage in Business, Personal Skills for Professional Success, he says gag gifts should be avoided, actually. And according to Mr. Post, what's off limits is anything that smacks of being personal or suggestive. Good gifts that don't have to fraught with the trouble. Instead, give gifts like food baskets, plants, or tickets to the movies. Yeah, what if you don't like plants? I say give a cheesy gag gift. I mean,
but everybody
who cares.
Plants are okay.
All are highly appreciated, and none of them carry the baggage of a gift that's somehow embarrassing or insults a person one way or the other.
Pen's a good gift.
But for an office party, sure, that's always good. But employees aren't the only people who could use etiquette lessons. Sometimes the bosses could use a little help as well. During one New York-based magazine company's holiday festivities, the firm's president stood up to make an announcement, according to an editor who attended the event. The employees were expecting him to make a toast. Instead, he gets up there, and after thanking us for all the hard work we do, he tells us he's selling the business, which leaves us with the question of what if it doesn't sell? We sort of all knew that we were going to lose our jobs. Negative announcements at holiday parties are a big no-no, says Post. The party, by its very nature, is meant to be a team-building exercise. But from a company's point of view, throwing the party is giving something out without asking anything in return, and then to dilute that with an announcement like that is absurd. Positive company announcements, like a bonus, can be made at office social functions, but negative announcements should be saved for the business day, he said. But not surprisingly, Post's number one tip, watch the alcohol. There's more trouble that happens from drinking and then having to apologize for boorish behavior. What people forget is that the office party is still a business social event, and it has to do with your business, and it reflects on you when you're back in the office. 800-259-9231 reminds me of the parties we went to at the talk radio conventions, and some of the people there getting a little too tipsy.
Hammered, that would be the term that I would use.
More on the way, you take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, especially your office party stories. 800-259-9231, it is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program. And it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with
and Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The packet 8. Toll-free lines. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free. We ask that if you like Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we give away all the features on the website for free, then maybe you should head over and vote for the show. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. So it's not like you have to go every day or every other day to vote. Just once a month. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you maybe a minute. All you need is an email address. You will not be spammed. Your email address will not be sold. Vote.freetalklive.com. We're currently ranked at number 2, the number 2 podcast in the world.
Yes, we are, and I can't say I'm real happy about it.
What do you mean?
I'd like to be number 1.
Well, number 2 is pretty good, considering the competition. There's something like 25,000 podcasts. But yes, we could be number 1 if you went and voted at vote.freetalklive.com. And then ask a few friends to do it as well. You know, Mark, it's not like, you know, I wonder when we do this topic, the office party topic. Now we're going to talk a little inside radio here at this point, because I got to say I'm a little disappointed in our listenership on this one. Saturday nights are the most listened to nights on Free Talk Live. We have the most radio stations on board, in some fairly large markets as well.
Well, people don't want to reveal all these
secrets. Call in and use a different name. Okay, don't even have to tell us what city you're in. Make it all up, but tell us the real story about what happened at your office party. And it doesn't have to be this year. In fact, probably many of them haven't happened this year yet. So, of course, when your office party does happen this year and something outrageous happens, definitely call in and share that with us. But you know the stories that you can hopefully remember from years back. You've got them. We know you've got them. If you work, and I'm pretty sure most of the people that are listening to this show work, and you've been to an office party, odds are good you've got an outrageous story. Now, I don't know what it's going to take to get them out of you, except maybe sharing a few other stories from some other people. 1-800-259-9231. I'm thinking maybe the reasons we aren't getting calls on this is because maybe talk radio listeners really are a bunch of boring old political hacks, which I don't think is true.
You want to talk about Muslims.
Or maybe they think that this is not a live show on this here Saturday evening, in which case it is.
But it's, it's a show about Christmas office parties, and we're in the Christmas season. What
right.
could it be?
It's here. It's a live show. It's not like we're running over, rerunning from the week past. We're here, and we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. To the BBC, they've collected a few stories from some of their readers about what happened to them at their office parties. Dave in the United Kingdom says, I stopped doing Christmas dues 10 years ago, but I'm reminded of a corporate party where a young Scots programmer seated at the table with then-female personnel manager became more and more annoyed with her attitude. Now our hero was wearing a kilt, as is the tradition for smartly dressed occasions, Come the end of the evening, our man stood up somewhat unsteadily and walked to behind the lady in question, lifted his kilt, and placed it on her shoulder with a few choice words to go with it.
Oh my, that's a bad idea.
James writes in, a few years ago in my office party, a rather large mate of mine decided to photocopy his ample backside. I think this is something that probably happens fairly often, the nude photocopying.
I wonder how many photocopiers have been, the glass has been cracked.
It all started well enough, but shortly after pressing the green button, he heard an alarming crack. Before he could get off, the entire glass cover broke, trapping him inside the innards of the photocopier.
I bet he got hurt.
Despite the fact that he had several sharp shards of glass sticking into him, he chuckled quite happily as I called for an ambulance to help prize him out. Joe in the UK. One year we organized a dinner trip on a fancy train, Orient Express style. Well, one woman got so drunk she burst into tears, then jumped off the moving train, necessitating four of the men at the party to then jump off in order to rescue her.
Well, I don't, A, not a good idea to jump off a train.
No.
B, not a good idea to jump off a train after someone. Trains don't necessarily...
They keep going.
They don't necessarily just go through lush, soft valleys of loam and grass. I mean...
They go over rivers,
well,
cliffs.
Let's forget that. Just where the train tracks are, it's all rocks, crushed rocks. And when you land on that stuff, it hurts bad.
Our boss ended up with his underpants on his head, and at work Monday, most of the staff were convinced they'd been on a plane trip to a nearby island and didn't remember the train at all. So that means they tried to jump out of an airplane. From, let's see, Roger in Scotland. My previous employer had their Christmas parties on Friday evenings. They were always held at posh hotels on the outskirts of Edinburgh, and included accommodation as well as a limited free bar. 2 years ago, we were at a fabulous golf hotel, and needless to say, things went wrong. Some people who were never found set up a tab in the name of the company. Even though this was unauthorized, the eventual bill ran into the thousands, as everyone indulged in vintage champagne and malt whiskey. The MD's PA, flushed with fighting juice, hit another girl with a bottle. The police, ambulance, and carpet cleaners were called. Even bedtime did not stop the capers, as during the course of the night the fire alarms were set off twice, ensuring the hat trick of emergency service call-outs. Everyone was herded out into the car park in freezing temperatures in various states of undress. The only fun derived was from watching who appeared with whom from their rooms.
That is fun.
Needless to say, this was the last Christmas party. Jay in the UK says, I think one of the most major hazards of the office Christmas party is the drunken romantic liaisons that often go on between colleagues. I wonder how many people end up quitting their jobs in the new year through sheer unbearable embarrassment. After this kind of error in judgment, maybe that's why there's so many jobs about in the new year. I can't complain, though. 2 years ago, I got together with a male colleague of mine after drinking lots at the Christmas party, and, against all odds, I'm still with him to this day. Rolly says, at office parties, I find the overindulgence of alcohol frees tongues and personalities of the constraints of office life. Grievances are aired and discussed. Attractions are explored. And people's true personalities are revealed. I don't trust anyone who turns nasty when they've had a drink at the office Christmas bash, and the office Christmas bash is a good place to find them out. Anyway, it's always the people who show the most disdain of what goes on at the office parties who are the most desperate to find out what happened at them. Finally, my party tip is to be the one with the camera and make sure it's a digital one so the evidence can be quickly deleted. I agree with that. That's a good idea. Get the evidence. Get the dirt on your co-workers. Ben in England writes in, 5 years ago, my best friend of 18 years got so drunk on Christmas Eve that he thought it would be an excellent idea to attempt to cross a canal pipe in the icy conditions. Predictably, he slipped and fell in, and despite the valiant efforts of those around him, he died.
Hmm.
Despite this, I abhor the comments from all the killjoys claiming that an equally good time can be had at Christmas without alcohol. I know what my friend would have had to say about that. These days, I like to remember him by having a few extra drinks on his behalf. That's really safe. Just don't go outside and cross canal pipes, okay, while you're drunk. Stay indoors. Stay within the party conditions. Christmas parties, he says, are for unwinding and bonding with colleagues, and with some of the people I work with, this is just not possible without the massive food and alcohol paid for by our customers, who incidentally are nearly all American computer multinationals. Looks like the Americans have a very valid reason to be gutted. Brian says, all our company Christmas celebrations have been canceled this year as a cost-saving exercise. Thank God I don't have to put up with those stupid drunks this year. Yeah! Pascal writes in, who needs Christmas for company parties? Our software company took us to Tunisia.
What?
The food was so bad, the holiday resort organized a big traditional meal to make up. It was held under a big tent. The couscous was good, but I didn't manage to taste any of the scarabs that were climbing down the tent onto the tables. Yuck. In the end, they served us a very nice blancmange with pine nuts. Pretty quickly, spoonfuls of blancmange took off, most of them in the direction of the director's table, who became covered with the stuff. Upon our return to France, we were all summoned to a meeting and to be told off for the bad image of France we gave our hosts. How about a food fight? That's one I haven't actually heard of happening at office parties. How often does that one occur?
I haven't heard of it.
So another BBC story from DI in the USA. Ah, the good old days in the UK, where an office Christmas party was a real opportunity to have some fun with everyone participating. Here in the US, political correctness has ruined everything, and the deglamorization of alcohol has made those who imbibe at functions social pariahs. It's tough to have a good time when those around you are being so judgmental. Oh, well, I guess I had to grow up sometime. Merry Christmas, and remember, don't drink and drive. Sarah says, a couple of years ago, whilst in a rather respectable restaurant in London, our managing director decided to do his party trick at the table, which was to look like he was about to throw up. It was so convincing that the waitress even brought over a bucket for him. Ben says,
well, you gotta watch out with stuff like that, because vomiting will make other people vomit. It's sort of the suggestive thing, and I've seen instances where somebody was pretending like that, and then somebody else puked.
Went to an Xmas bash run by one of my customers in the Netherlands, got a butt a bit under the weather. Next thing I know, it's the following afternoon, I'm at the railway station in Lille, the next country over, and I'm unaccountably dressed as a chorus girl. Some of these almost even sound unbelievable. But I suppose it could happen, right? Get drunk enough, wasted enough, you change your outfits into a chorus girl outfit and travel to a different country?
Big headdresses, thanks.
1-800-259-9231. You know, maybe the phones aren't working tonight, Mark. I guess we'll have to talk about Muslims in Hour 3. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. Hour 3 is coming up, and it is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.